Mike Pence and Kamala Harris will take center stage in just over 12 hours for the U.S. vice presidential debate. Glass panels have been installed on stage at the University of Utah at the request of the Harris campaign. The debate in Salt Lake City comes at a pivotal point in the campaign, just days after President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus.
Walter Reed Medical Center.
Back home from hospital, President Trump has wasted no time showing he's still hard at work, even while receiving treatment for COVID-19. He abruptly canceled talks with Democrats on a $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill, arguing that they were not negotiating in good faith. Mr. Trump wants talks to begin again only after the November election. The announcement sent stocks in Wall Street plunging to their lowest in 2 weeks.
It's unfortunate because he has abandoned our children. We had such great provisions in the bill. Not that they agreed to all of them yet, but we were on a path. It abandoned our workers, what we need to do for America's working families.
The president also doubled down on his stance to play down his illness. His social media post claiming the flu was more deadly than the coronavirus triggered backlash, leading Facebook to delete it. All this comes as more of Mr. Trump's inner circle test positive for COVID-19. The latest is White House senior advisor Stephen Miller, who was in a presidential helicopter with the president during his trip for the first election debate. Mr. Trump has indicated he plans to attend the second debate a week from now.
I think if he still has COVID, we shouldn't have a debate. I think we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. Too many people have been infected, and it's a very serious problem.
The former VP has tested negative for the coronavirus.
And Simon Marks joins us live in Washington right now. Simon, so what safety precautions will be put in place for this vice presidential debate?
Well, the key precaution, Glenda, is going to be plexiglass. That is something that the Trump campaign initially resisted when Senator Kamala Harris and the Biden campaign said they wanted those big plexiglass screens installed on the debate stage in Utah. But the Biden campaign said to the Trump people, plexiglass or debate? But, you know, if there's no plexiglass, there's no debate. And that argument was still taking place yesterday here. And some of the scorn being directed at Kamala Harris came from Vice President Mike Pence's top communications aide, Katie Miller, who, of course, is married to Stephen Miller, the president's aide, whom we learnt last night has himself tested positive for COVID-19. So the Biden campaign, and you heard Joe Biden there indicate, you know, they are very concerned that the number of COVID-19 positives inside a White House that is deeply interconnected in terms of personnel means that there's no guarantee that Mike Pence has not been exposed to COVID-19. His physician is putting out regular updates every time Mike Pence takes a test and shows that he's negative for COVID-19. But that's only creating more problems for the White House, which is still refusing to tell the public exactly when President Trump himself last tested negative for the virus. There will, of course, be temperature checks at the debate site before it gets underway. But look, I think there's tremendous nervousness among Democrats about all of this because they do worry that so many of these White House staff, whether they're on the vice president's team or the president's, have had exposure to COVID-19 at a White House that now seems to be soaked in the virus.
And that will surely be discussed during the debate, something Kamala Harris will be wanting to press, I'm sure. Can we expect, though, more policy discussion this time around compared to the sort of slugfest, if you like, from the first presidential debate?
Well, I think, Steve, you can definitely expect more substance and less slugfest. I mean, these are both very serious people, Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris. For Senator Harris, this essentially will be her first major outing on the national stage. And I think there'll be an intensity of interest about her performance in particular. You know, she's a former prosecutor. She knows how to mount an argument. But Vice President Mike Pence also knows precisely how to do that and how to defend his man, the President of the United States. I think he's going to come under relentless attack from his Democratic challenger for having stood by President Trump through thick and through thin over the course of the last 4 years. But Mike Pence will also want to be establishing his own credentials as his own man in the minds of the American public, because he knows that he may have an opportunity in 2024 to run for the presidency himself, whatever happens, whether President Trump wins or loses. And Mike Pence, I think, will be hoping to position himself in this debate as a man who's got a political future, even if President Trump goes on to defeat in the November election. So certainly, I think, a calmer conversation. And, you know, they're both policy detail people. So I think we can hear, we can expect to hear quite a lot of detail and, frankly, much more interesting conversation than we heard when Joe Biden and Donald Trump were in the same room just over a week ago.
Yes, I'm sure you'll be watching it closely with us on CNA. Thanks so much for that. Simon Marks from Washington, D.C.